National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster saying over the weekend the chance of war with North Korea rises every time the North tests a missile or nuclear bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
The U.S. and South Korea flexing their military might in a five-day Air Force exercise above the Korean Peninsula, featuring 230 aircraft and thousands of troops. North Korea is calling it an all-out provocation. The U.S. pulls out of an international effort to manage refugees and migration. Mark Mayfield explains.
In a statement, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United Nations plans for a global compact on migration could undermine U.S. ability to enforce its immigration laws and secure its borders. The U.N. is working to get a 2016 document on the management of refugees and migrants into an international agreement. Tillerson says the measure contains a number of policies that conflict with U.S. laws.
Sentencing scheduled today for a former South Carolina police officer charged in the death of an unarmed black man. Michael Slager pleaded guilty in May to excessive force for shooting Walter Scott in the back in 2015, and now Slager faces up to life in prison. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Doctors say that a woman with a transplanted uterus has given birth, that birth at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, marking the first time the procedure has been used successfully in the United States. Alabama Republican Senate hopeful Roy Moore is leading Democrat Doug Jones in the latest poll in that race. That CBS News poll shows Moore leading Jones 49% to 43% among people said to be likely to vote in the December 12th election. That race is even among all registered voters. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie is going to appear before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. He's trying to convince justices to allow sports betting in his state of New Jersey. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
It's Christie's last chance before leaving office next month to see the law he signed 5 years ago allowing sports betting at racetracks and casinos to go into effect. Lower courts have sided with the NCAA and pro sports leagues, who claim it would undermine the integrity of the game. A 25-year-old law prohibits sports gambling outside Nevada and three other states, which Christie says violates states' rights. Sarah Lee Kessler.
And black bear hunting season opens this morning in New Jersey, and it's expected to be the last for at least the next 4 years, as the governor-elect, Phil Murphy, is promising to put a moratorium on bear hunting when he takes office next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. 52 degrees outside right now in Flemington. Today mostly sunny. Highs are stay around in the 50s. Slight chance of showers early in the morning, Tuesday morning. And then possibly more in the afternoon, high in the upper 50s. Showers again Tuesday night. And into Wednesday, highs will be in the 50s, lows in the 40s. Actually, Wednesday night it might get down into the 20s, freeze up a little bit. Looks like that for the rest of the week. Friday night, maybe a chance of snow. We'll be cold all week through most of the country, so bundle up. The holidays are coming. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to the table. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Coming to you live on Mondays and then forever after in podcasts or in our archives at the website. Thanks for joining us on a nice, clear, cool morning. And what's coming up ahead now? Of course, everybody, we just spent a month getting ready for Thanksgiving. And now, upon us, the Christmas or Hanukkah, winter solstice, whatever holiday you like to celebrate now, it's that time of year. And hopefully you all get to enjoy it at some point between Christmas and New Year's Eve. Lots of food celebrations going on and people getting together, family and friends, workplace acquaintances, all kinds of things going on, right? And whether you're throwing a little party yourself or even just having extended family over or if you're invited to parties. Time of year to just remember, consume carefully, both food and beverages. People I know, we do want to, not bad to put on a couple of pounds for the winter. You need that little bit of winter coat there, but all things in moderation, right? Go for the long haul. So what are we going to do? This week, of course, at Jake's, we have our annual champagne tasting. A lot of regular customers from our central wine merchants come in. They make their holiday buys. It's a chance to try. I mean, it's an astounding array of sparkling wines. A lot of grower producers now coming into play from France, and we have them from all over and in many regions. Spain produces good value cavas, and they actually use the champagne method, that fermenting in the bottle to give it the nice bubbles. Prosecco's from Italy, always nice, a little bit lighter on the carbonation, not the same process, but very affordable and a little bit lighter. Probably holiday gatherings. Spirits, of course, are back in. Whiskies and all kinds of nice cocktails. But normally on gatherings, wine, beer, cider. Ciders are great. There's many good ones out there now. Doesn't have to be like a sweet apple soda anymore. There's some nice bottle-conditioned ones, corked and caged, as we call it, and nice and dry. Good, and locally, you'll be able to find at least beers and ciders wherever you are. Now, there's a lot of producers out there. The champagne, a little bit tougher process. And just a recap, if you know how champagne is made, there's inexpensive champagnes or sparkling wines. I can't really call those champagnes. Should be called champagne only if it's from the Champagne region of France. Now, you may see some countries will say, you know, like California champagne, but the good ones will say sparkling wine, as long as the other source is listed in front of the name champagne, I guess you could call it all right, but we really want to give the props to the region in France. And the French champagnes, obviously, you know, we'll have plenty of those to sample. As I said, sparkling wines are made in most wine-producing countries, make some kind of sparkling wine. But the method they go through, the process, where you're fermenting in the bottle, you can always tell a one, besides reading the label, of course, it should tell you either méthode champenoise or fermented in the bottle, fermented in this bottle. If it says fermented in the bottle, there's a process called the transfer process where there's bottles that are used to ferment the wine and put the bubbles in, and then they're opened under pressure and rebottled in the ones that are for sale. And the ones that are cellared for a long time, of course, a little bit heavier bottle. A lot of pressure when these bubbles build up. Anybody that does home brewing, my sous chef Eric does this, he carbonates his beers in the bottle. So you have your wine that's made, and you bottle the wine, and then you start fermentation, needs sugar and yeast. So there's a little bit of usually a free-run grape juice, something with some sugar in it, and a little bit of yeast added in, and then the bottle is sealed up with that kind of mushroom-shaped cork. You don't want it to fly out. And the yeast feeds on the sugar, and carbon dioxide comes out. And, of course, when there's no place for it to go, it stays in the beverage. And the colder the beverage is, the less likely the bubbles are to escape, like any like soft drinks or anything else. So once the fermentation is done, now we have to, after that, there are some dead yeast cells that we have to get rid of. So the bottles are riddled, which means they're already on their side. They have to be slowly turned and tipped up a little bit at a time. It goes, you know, over weeks. I think there's even devices that do that now. It used to be done always by hand. So the yeast cells fall down into the neck of the bottle. And at that point, that neck is put in brine, something very cold to freeze it, and the bottle is opened. The pressure forces out that little frozen plug of yeast cells, and then what's called the dosage is put in afterwards. Not any more yeast, but it'll be topped off with a little bit of wine or some sweetened grape juice. It's got to be grape to adjust the sweetness level. You'll see dry champagne, and extra dry is not really bone dry. It does have a little bit of residual sugar. And then you've got your sec, demi-sec, sweet, half-sweet. And the sugar balanced with the acid in the grapes is, of course, those sparkling wines maybe serve more toward the end of the meal dessert. But the extra dry, most people like, because it's got that little, just barely perceptible sweetness, so it's not bone dry like a Brut or Brut Zero. I happen to like the Brut. No sugar, no sweetness. I like that bone dry. And champagne grapes, of course, two out of the three primary grapes are red grapes. The juice is all runs clear. Sometimes the skins are left on for a little bit of rosé color, get a little bit of tan, a little more flavors in there. Brut rosé is probably, or a Blanc de Noir, if you see that on the label, one of my favorites. Celebratory wine, definitely. The bubbles, you've got that action, of course, when you're opening the bottle. We don't like to pop the cork and waste the wine. We do it slowly. turn the bottle and hold the cork and just kind of let the pressure will ease the cork up. But keep your thumb over it so it doesn't fly off. It's dangerous. Although sometimes you'll see the big bottles, they'll saber them open with a sword, knock the cork off. Of course, the neck may break, but the bubbles kind of push the glass away, and then it's more for show than anything. So if you're serving wine at your gathering or cider, sparkling wine is always a neat way to start up anyway. You don't serve that much. Usually a portion of champagne is about 3 ounces or so. Not that it's stronger than regular table wine, but the bubbles kind of help. They kind of speed up the process of the alcohol hitting your head, as it were. So a little bit of bubbly up front gets the party rolling, as we say, right? But we're going to talk today about some foods. Of course, champagne goes pretty much with anything, most foods. But if you're having a gathering, are you going to do a meal? Usually, if you're having more people than you're used to seating, you know, we just had the big sit-down Thanksgiving. A lot of times our gatherings will be casual. Maybe some people will sit, some will stand, kind of move around, conversation going on. So we like to do appetizers. I know even some wedding receptions are doing this. And serving appetizers or hors d'oeuvres doesn't necessarily mean you're not getting a substantial meal. It just is more pieces, more variety, chance to experiment with some different things. So we'll talk about that, some party etiquette, and some things to kind of prepare for if you're doing an appetizer gathering. My favorite way, I like to have little bites of things. Again, you're not sitting down with a lot of utensils and waiting for courses to be served. You kind of pick at what you want when you want it, and just small bites, a little bit more variety there. We're going to break for a couple of messages, and we'll get back at the table and see what we're going to do with our holiday gathering.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Chef Bill's table here. So, holiday parties. Oh, by the way, champagne, if you're a little bit confused, again, good French champagne will be fairly expensive. California, actually, there's some French producers that have brands there also. If you look for non-vintage, vintage champagne, when they declare a vintage, of course, limited supply, very expensive. Non-vintage is blended. Sometimes over 2 or 3 years worth of wine, blended for a certain style and consistency. So if you find the level of sweetness that you like and the house that you like, whether it's Vauxpicot or Mumm's or Moët Chandon, any of the, or you find a small producer, but you find that house non-vintage style and the level of sweetness, then you can kind of be sure that whenever you purchase that or decide to enjoy it, it's going to be consistent in taste. And also, again, a much better, a little easier on the pocketbook than vintage champagne. That's for high-end celebration, I would think. And very good, but that's vintage champagne will be different from year to year versus the non-vintage style. So, food for the champagnes. Of course, the Champagne region, a little bit cool. Champagne region, interestingly enough, is never known for real fancy cuisine. Even it's kind of a odd combination there of some of the premier wine that's produced there. But the cuisine is kind of rustic. A lot of pork and cured meats, things like that. A little, I think, cool weather, although Champagne, again, does go with pretty much everything, although if you're having good wine, sometimes really spicy food, you don't really want to assault your taste buds of something too numbing. And even then, with spicier foods, oftentimes we recommend even a little off-dryer, sweeter wines. The sweet and heat combination seems to work well. But whatever you're serving or gathering, again, wines, they have a variety, some red, some white. There's lots of decent wine out there that doesn't have to break the bank. A lot of retail between $15 and $20, at least around here. The tri-state area prices are pretty good. A lot of competition out there. And get to know your wine merchant. They can usually advise you. Sometimes there's some hidden gems there. You don't have to go with the name brands all the time. Kind of pick the flavor style you're looking for. And when you're serving, if you're serving just wine, sounds like a lot, but make sure you have the equivalent of a bottle per guest, even though not everybody's going to drink a whole bottle of wine. This way, if there's a little bit left, if you have a couple of unopened, that's fine. Nothing wrong with it. It's not going to go bad as long as it's not open. Keep it at a cool room temperature. And in your selection beers, you may choose to have just one or two, either a popular brand or maybe you find a couple of local craft beers that are on hand. And same with the ciders. Now, probably going to obviously have water, sparkling and still water, and then either some juices or a nice non-alcoholic punch. Now, of course, word warning, if you do have a punch, and so you have a non-alcohol and an alcoholic one, make sure they're different colors so you can tell if the kids are sneaking one, right? Somebody that shouldn't be having one is not pulling a fast one on you. But something refreshing, and then other beverages, of course, if you're having a gathering. Coffee is always nice to have on hand for people as you're winding down. But plenty of water on hand. Secret is if you're consuming alcohol, if you alternate with a little bit of water, it keeps you from getting dehydrated and keeps your head straight, right? So we're going to serve now this Wednesday. I always do a variety. I like to always include some vegetable options. People don't think of with wine and things usually, okay, it's wine and cheese or meats, a lot of proteins and fatty things. And we like to kind of make a little variety when we do things. Crostinis are always nice. Canapes, anything on bread or a chip. You get that crispy texture. Fried foods are great, but they're a little bit hard to hold hot. If you're doing your gathering, of course, hot holding equipment is important if you're serving hot food. I like food a lot of times that holds up at room temperature. And sometimes fried foods will. You don't want them to get soggy. As long as they're drained well and they've been fried properly, even at room temperature, they should hold their crispy texture. If you're serving just appetizers, of course, you need a lot of pieces. If you have, if it's a quick gathering before a meal, usually around, you figure 8 to 10 pieces per person at the most. But if you're serving it as a meal, it almost about doubles. You go into 14 to 16 pieces per person. And by pieces, I don't mean each one a potato chip, unless it's a substantial, nice, homemade, maybe a sweet potato chip sliced lengthwise, or a large, nice, russet potato chip that's going to be used to serve something on. So it could be a lot of work, but you can kind of balance things out by using some convenience items. You can do some things ahead, obviously. If everything's chilled, I know refrigerators are not going to be conducive to holding trays of food, but what I like to do, instead of putting, say, dips out, you know, this isn't tailgating where you're kind of all sitting around watching a TV, everybody kind of working off of one central table. People are going to be walking around holding food. You want things just with one or two bites. Try to minimize the waste as far as, whereas if at a football gathering you might serve chicken wings, I would go to chicken tenders like we serve at Jake's, or even cut chicken thigh into cubes and do what you're going to do. If you're going to glaze them, grill them, fry them, whatever you're going to do, small pieces and no bones, no shells. If you're serving, you know, clams casino are a great appetizer, but then you got clam shells hanging around. I always try to minimize the garbage, as you know, otherwise people, you know, what do they do? Where are they going to put things? If you're having butlered service, very different. You've got servers with trays and they're managing the empty plates and glasses and leftovers, things like that. But self-serve, I like to make it kind of trouble-free from that aspect. If you're serving a gathering through a meal hour, what we also like to do is have something substantial that could kind of count as dinner, even though you're not serving dinner. Now this year we're going to do a paella for our champagne tasting. Nice combination. You've got the rice, it's easy to eat. You can eat it with a spoon. You don't need any utensils to cut things with. You can still get some vegetables, some meats. Everything's kind of flavored in the rice, and people can kind of pick out what they want. And the other thing that we'll do is a ravioli, some kind of stuffed pasta. I'm not saying you have to do both, but you know, we're going to provide both. Again, the tasting's from 6 to 8:30, so even though there will be a lot of nice nibbles there, if somebody wants to feel like they've had a meal, those items will be available. And the raviolis, of course, in a saucer. I like raviolis or dumplings, things like that, that are kind of contained. Again, you don't serve long noodles that have to be twirled, and you know, what do you do with the sauce? Something that's easy to pick up. A tortellini would work. dim sum would lend itself well to something like that, steamed dim sum. In fact, those are items that, like I said before, about convenience items or buying things. You don't have to make everything. What you do is focus on your sauces and your presentation. And if you're going to serve a ravioli, of course, you just buy a good one. Go to somebody that makes them nicely and pick a unique filling and complement it with a nice sauce, and you're good. And the same with dim sum. You might buy some that are frozen or freshly made if you're fortunate to be near a Asian market, but steam them properly, present them, put a couple of nice dipping sauces there alongside them, and they're very tasty. That's what you want. You want small bites of very tasty food. Now, when we come back, we'll go over a couple of other thoughts about, there's many things we could do, how to portions of meatballs, some ideas for fruits and vegetables. And remember, we'll just do a nice variety out there. If you're doing a cheese platter, don't do, 8 kind of cheese cut up in little cubes. Pick one or two nice ones, give it some thought, and present them with some fruit. And I'd say it's better to have one or two bites of a nice cheese than to have a half a pound of processed cheese, right? We come back after news back at Bill's, Chef Bill's table, and we'll explore our party a little bit further.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore leading Democrat Doug Jones in the latest poll on that race from CBS News, showing Moore leading Jones 49% to 43% among people who say they are likely to vote in the December 12th election. That is, President Trump throws his formal support to Moore, posting on Twitter this morning that the fact not a single Senate Democrat supports the GOP tax plan is, quote, why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. Democrat Jones says Moore is what's been wrong with Alabama politics in recent years.
We've seen a governor removed. Members of the legislature get sentenced. We've seen a chief justice removed for a second time. Now he wants to use that as a promotion. That just doesn't make sense to me.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is saying the chance of war with North Korea rises every day and every time the North tests a missile or nuclear bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
By using promo code USA, Mike will give you 50% off of 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 and give the promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer.
Back at the table here. So what do people like, right? Know your audience. That's why you have a good variety of proteins and vegetarian options, fruits, and don't forget sweet stuff too. Always, I mean, at this time of year, of course, is cookie time, right? Put brownies or if you have the wherewithal, make some nice chocolate truffles, or even your, take one of your favorite tarts, a nut tart or a lemon tart, and make it in a rectangle or a square pan and cut little squares, little pickups. Petits fours would be nice, but and again, that's something if you're not really into pastries, macarons, go anything like that. Go to a good pastry shop just to, you know, it's not going to be a whole dessert buffet, but just a little bit at the end. I think everybody likes that one or two bites of sweet at the end of a meal or a gathering. Look to Spanish tapas if you're looking for ideas. All those famous room temperature, mostly, or even hot food, cold food. As I said, the serving temperature, depending on your equipment that you have, how many hot items you're going to serve. But a lot of these dishes will be fine as they come to room temperature. And remember, your gathering is 2 or 3 hours. I mean, the safety factor if something's cold. Obviously, seafood, you want to keep a little bit better temperature. Maybe if you're having, say, a shrimp cocktail, which would be fine. People love shrimp. You may not want to put all the shrimp out at once. You might just put half of it out and then a little while later switch out the platters. Canapes, I know it sounds kind of cliche, so now we can call them crostinis, flatbreads, whatever term you want to use. Something you can make your toast ahead for that. Get a nice baguette or Italian long loaf and cut your discs and bake them in the oven. We like to brush them with a little olive oil or clarified butter. Season them. Put a little salt and pepper. Much better than just opening a bag of crackers. The little crostinis, I know I serve it at my holiday meal. We used to, you know, people like, you know, Triscuits and things like that. And Carr's water biscuits are good because they're neutral if you're doing a cheese tasting. But we made took a couple of loaves of French bread and sliced it, and you toast them. You can make those a day ahead, nice and crispy. That way when you put your garnish on or your filling, your topping, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't soak through. Dips. Again, we're not sitting around a table watching a TV. Dips that everybody kind of takes a little chip and drags it through there. You're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to present everything on a chip. So, for example, if we do a tuna poke or a tartare, we will put a little bit of that on a fried wonton chip. So it's one bite or two, just enough somebody can pick up the chip and eat it. There's nothing left. It's highly seasoned. You don't need to play around with anything. Remember, guests are going to have a glass in their hand, most likely, and a small plate. So it should be something that doesn't require a lot of last-minute adjustments. And by the way, in planning your gathering, too, you plan your menu that way, too, things that you can make ahead, things that can hold well, either hot or cold. And then there's things that you're going to do last minute for presentation. Now, we're going to do for a vegetable, we're going to do buffalo cauliflower. We did it last year, and it kind of prompted us to, and the response was so good that we put it on as special, and then finally on the menu. It's that nice, same flavor profile as chicken wings, but a lot lighter. That protein, it's vegetable, and it's all edible. You don't have to worry about wing bones and skin and things like that. Cauliflower has become the nice little darling vegetable lately anyway, whether it's roasted, grilled. We fry ours, but certainly you could roast it and then dip it in the sauce, your hot sauce, and you can temper the hot sauce. It doesn't have to be blazing hot, but that combination of the blue cheese, or we use gorgonzola for our blue cheese, the dressing and the cayenne sauce is kind of all American now, right? It's kind of in everybody's repertoire, that combination. We're going to do some deviled eggs. Eggs, of course, a nice edible container. Think of eggs, mushrooms can be stuffed. when you're making deviled eggs, of course, the old favorite tip my wife always used, and when you're making the filling, when you mash the yolks or sieve them through a strainer, which is even better, a little soft butter worked in there before you add your mayonnaise or your other ingredients. It makes it nice and rich. And what happens is when the mixture cools down, say you've piped your eggs and you put them in a container, they firm up a lot better at cold temperature. So it's less likely, if you make a nice star tip piping in there, that if something bumps into it, it doesn't collapse on you. But stuffed eggs, great hors d'oeuvre. Make those ahead, though. Boil the eggs ahead. You know, it's a little, sometimes people don't like that process there. But the other way is, again, to not take a thing out of the tapas playbook, is make a tortilla, a classic Spanish tapa. Potatoes, crispy potatoes and onions, kind of done like a frittata, no crust, kind of a baked omelet, if you will. Those are very good at room temperature. I've done them before, made, and again, call them frittata, tortilla. Done them with broccoli, done them with spinach, a little cheese in there. The potato one, little hint on that, instead of frying sliced potatoes, just use kettle potato chips. They're a little bit thicker, they'll hold up well. You don't really crush them too much, but you have your beaten eggs, and then, of course, you have your saute onion. If you want a little pepper in there, that's fine. But in the egg mix, put potato chips and let them sit for a few minutes. You don't want to get them too soft, but you want the egg to soak in a little bit, and then make your tortilla. And you're going to have these thin, nice fried potatoes in there. It adds the salt. Even if you get a flavored kettle chip, then you'll have that flavor throughout your tortilla. But those can be cut in little squares or wedges. And if you want to put a little garnish on top, if you want a little, if you have a red romesco, or you have a little pepper puree, or a little chopped diced tomato salsa, if you will, and you have a nice little edible pickup, no muss, no fuss, right? And it can be room temperature. Instead of actually better that than refrigerator temperature. Another favorite, of course, meatballs. We're not going to do any this year. Usually I'll do a meatball or some kind of little sausage. We're actually going to grill some of the nice German sausages that we've been running. Especially the white sausages go very well. Even the smoked will too with the champagne. Usually I like a couple of smoked items, either charcuterie, a pate. Grilled sausages, very easy. Again, find some good ones. You don't have to make them yourself. If you have a good recipe, that's fine. I've done little patties before, not having them in the casing. But sausages, you know, winter or summer, brown them up and slice them. They can be done, served at room temperature. Put a couple of little, like a mustard sauce, or maybe a little fruit chutney, or any little favorite thing you have there, and that's how you vary it. And you get a nice veal or pork sausage, go very well with the champagne. In fact, one birthday I had Kobe hot dogs and a nice champagne, and that was in the summertime, of course, so that was the chef's birthday. Some of the street food with a nice bottle of champagne. But sausages definitely work. And meatballs, again, go with what you know. Familiar foods, meatballs, you can make any kind of flavor you want. You have the standard. I wouldn't, in this case, it was one time I would not go Italian. Swedish or universal. But if you have another recipe you like, make it into a meatball. Just remember your meat mix. You know, you want to use, if you make it too lean, they're going to be a little chewy. You need that 80-20 meat. Remember, one egg per pound of meat. And then you have your other liquid, your breadcrumbs in there. You want it to be about one-third filler. You don't want just to roll hamburger up in little balls and think you're getting a higher quality. Meatballs should be soft, textured. And the way to portion them, of course, you want them small. apportioning tool. If you have a small scoop, that's fine. Another easy way, if you just take, if you want to end up with about, you know, anywhere between half and three-quarter ounce cooked meatball, that's enough for a bite. What I do is just take a pound of your meatball mix, and on your cutting board, you spread it out into a rectangle or a square, nice even thickness, and that pound, you just cut it into 16 pieces, go 4 by 4, and then you can shape them into the little meatballs. You don't have to scoop each one. There's a trick we used to use at the Lake Placid Club. We'd have to make dozens and dozens of cocktail-sized meatballs, and Garbage chef showed me how to do that. We don't have to just scoop each one. Just make your little squares and then roll them. And your meatballs, again, they can be made ahead, even a week before. They freeze easily, and then cook them and have them in your sauce. That could be one of your hot items. So what else? So sliders, another easy thing to do. And they can be hot, they can be cold. We're going to do crab sliders on Wednesday. Make a nice little crab salad. Crab meat's easy enough. You buy it, it's already cleaned. And instead of, you know, if you like crab cakes, that's fine, but then you have to fry them, you have to keep them warm, or at least a warm room temperature. A little slider, you can get nice little rolls and make a salad, flavor it however you want. You want to throw some vegetables in there, you want Old Bay, whatever seasoning you like. Crab is kind of universal that way. And have little sliders. We've done that before with, even if you say you're making your own sausage patties, so you make little tiny burgers and have sliders. I like the cold ones. You don't have to worry again about keeping things hot, about things breaking down on the in the chafing dish, overheating. So we will have the sliders on there. Crostinis, I always do the shaved Brussels sprouts, kind of hash them with some shredded carrots, cook them till they're just about done. You want to still keep the nice color. Season them, salt and pepper, and then I make a ricotta cheese. I season it. I don't just use straight ricotta. You have to put a little, you know, a little salt and pepper in there and basil, or at least parsley, something in there to flavor it. But a little bit of ricotta on the crostini and the shaved Brussels sprouts, and then shaved Asiago. Nice little vegetarian crostini. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll be back at the table and maybe think about some party etiquette also, if you're going as a guest. Or if you're hosting, some ideas of what to have on hand.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back at the table here. So other ideas. So, like I said, say you want to serve hummus. Popular item now. Good protein source, vegetarian. Can flavor it anyway. But I would not have a bowl of hummus and let people dip into it. I would present the hummus, pipe it onto either a pita chip, you know, a corn chip, even a potato chip if you wanted. Good sturdy one. And then garnish it. Again, if you're using roasted pepper or olive, whatever you're doing, that little dollop of that on top. One of the tools you should have, too, piping bags. And you can get disposable plastic ones if you want to get a star tip in there for a little decorative look. Always handy. But having your fillings ready to pipe is a way of storing them in the refrigerator, and then you have your chips or whatever you're using, if it's a corn chip or a wonton chip, a pita chip, whatever or a crostini, whatever you're piping onto, you have those at room temperature. And then when you need your filling, you just set them up on the platters and garnish. Again, easy to pick up, one bite, two bites, and you don't have people standing around trying to dip and things are breaking off in there, or are they spooning it, you know. Make it convenient for your guests. It is a little bit more work up front, but then you can also kind of count and make sure you have enough quantity of everything. Now, again, if you're slicing cheese, not a bad idea. Maybe one or two cheeses, but slice them or cut them into bite-sized pieces. Have some toothpicks around and present them with some fruit. Again, crackers, I would say, you know, a plain water cracker at the most, but otherwise, some sliced bread. Just sometimes it's a palate cleanser too. I know when you're doing wine tastings, we do usually some fruit and cheese and sliced plain bread. We're going to do some strawberries, of course, with a champagne tasting. But grapes are always good this time of year. Apples, pears. If you're slicing apples and pears, again, you know, bite size, you got to toss them with a slight bit of lemon juice just so they don't brown up too much. But if you want to do melon, cantaloupes you should be able to find. Just what I've done is say melon and berries or melon and grapes. Have one of the tools, a nice little melon baller. If you don't have one of those, in a pinch what I've done is either a tablespoon or a teaspoon, metal ones, round ones, can suffice with a ripe melon. You can also make some nice little spheres with that. If you don't happen to have the melon baller. Edible containers, again, mushrooms, whether you're hot or cold, a stuffed mushroom is always nice. What I like to do is blanch the mushrooms first. You could either roast them in the oven for a few minutes, you could parboil them. I don't stuff raw mushrooms. The filling is usually, even if it's not cooked all the way, you really want this. You kind of know then the size of the mushroom you're going to end up with. If you stuff a raw mushroom, it takes longer to cook. Sometimes the mushroom will shrink up too much, your filling's too much. But very good vehicles for either hot or cold stuffings. Pickled cherry peppers, the classic. Either hot, I wouldn't use the hot ones, but they're, you know, the vinegar peppers with the sausage filling in there could be another room temperature hors d'oeuvre. Asparagus, I know it's not seasonal, but very nice finger food. Better to serve one or two nice vegetables, you know, the grilled vegetable platter that we do in the summertime. You know, if you work with your grill outside, it would work, I guess. Give it a little bit of smoky flavor. But if I was grilling, you know, then it's hard to find the zucchini and things like that. So that's why you really shaved fennel I've done if you want something that's like a crudité. But edible, Belgian endive. Edible container, right? You've got a little leaf there, and you could fill it with something if you want. If you wanted to put your hummus in that, if you wanted vegetable, or you could do, again, if you're doing a nice cheese, a nice combination is gorgonzola and goat cheese. I used to do that with pear or Asian pear. You blend equal amounts of gorgonzola and goat cheese and a dash of heavy cream. Nice combination, and maybe a toasted walnut, something if you're serving it on fruit. But that could also take on a sun-dried tomato or some other kind of garnish like that, some nice little flavorful pop, let's say. Cucumber cups, we're going to do this Wednesday, cut your discs out of cucumbers. You kind of stripe the skin there so it looks nice, and you hollow out a little bit again with your teaspoon or your melon baller. And we'll probably put in like a kind of like a Greek salad medley, let's say, a little feta with olive, roasted tomato, just a little, again, a cup. We've done that before with even ceviche, a nice edible container to present food in. If you're doing mozzarella and tomato, simple thing, put it on a kebab. If you look for tapas ideas, I've done fruit kebabs. You can do meat and cheese if you like. Fresh mozzarella works very well. You get the little cherries, the little tiny ones there, or you can cut cubes. Always can get nice grape tomatoes now. A couple of mozzarella balls, a couple of tomatoes. You could do a nice basil oil to drizzle over. And we like to do also a little balsamic syrup. This way people, again, they pick up the toothpick or a little kebab, and you've got a couple of bites of cheese, a couple of bites of tomato, and that's it. And remember, when you're going to your shows, or to your parties there, be mindful of your guests' setup there. Don't bring a bunch of stuff that has to be all of a sudden thrown in the oven at the last minute. If you're bringing a food gift, bring it ready to go in its serving container, and bring a bag to take the dirty container home with you so you don't have to worry about sticking your host with cleanup. But please don't just go to the big box store and buy a ring of that frozen shrimp cocktail and bring that. We can always do much, much better than that. Better to bring something simple and fresh than expensive and not that good. Chef Bill signing off. We'll be back next week. Have some great holiday gatherings, and we'll start to work toward our year-end celebrations.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly.
After a weekend of tweeting about his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI and possibly setting up a plea deal in the Russia investigation, President Trump is accusing the FBI of ruining Michael Flynn's life.
Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore is getting his biggest endorsement yet from President Trump, who posted on Twitter this morning the fact that not a single Democrat supported the GOP tax plan is, quote, why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster saying over the weekend the chance of war with North Korea rises every time the North tests a missile or nuclear bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses?